I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I used to have a science teacher that would pick her ear with anything she could find. It didn't matter if it was a Q-tip or a key or anything. Oh. And she would sit... That's not the worst part. She would sit there and put it in her mouth and eat it after she got done.
Shut up.
I'm not lying. I would sit there in study hall or in science class. I'd be reading a book or doing something. She'd give us a project. She'd be sitting at her front desk in front of 30 students, and she would do this in front of everybody.
Oh.
And it was the worst thing I ever seen in my life.
That is filthy. You know what? And for some reason, that sparked a memory of me in grade school. There was, what is that, a protractor, right, that has the pencil on it that you swing around and make circles with? So this one guy, I think he was a new kid at the time, had drilled a hole into his desk with one of these things and then filled it with his own burgers.
Oh, God.
Isn't that filthy?
That's disgusting, man.
And so, like, if we ever had to switch desks up, we'd be like, that's the burger desk. I don't want that one.
I actually almost got sick when I was sitting there watching my teacher do it the one time, and the first time I'd ever seen it.
Yeah.
I actually almost got sick. I had to get up and walk out and go to the bathroom.
Oh, God. What's wrong with people?
All right, man.
Thanks for sharing the story, dude.
Yeah, bye.
See you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. We've all witnessed some disgusting things in public, or just creepy things. That's how we started this thing, was creepy things. And then it just turned into filth. Go ahead.
Some kids having sex in the stacks of Hale Library.
Yeah, I know the stacks. You got to watch out for people there with their private parts. Are they bent over like a card file? Or, I mean, what exactly was the setup?
He had her up against the shelves of books.
Oh. So romantic, though, isn't it?
Not really. That's creepy. Romantic is like at home in bed.
There's just something about newspapers on giant sticks that, you know, gets people's juices flowing.
Yeah.
That's what I
blame. Newspapers on sticks counted as an aphrodisiac, but okay.
Hey, add it to the list.
Weird, creepy people. And being in public is not that weird.
What about breastfeeding?
I think it's weird just because our society's so, I don't know, weirded out by it. I don't think it's weird because I did it, but...
You breastfed in public?
Yeah. Well, I mean, kid's got to eat, and I'm not going to sit in the house all day just because he has to eat
but you don't
want to see it.
You have a power bar.
Don't you feel self-conscious, or...
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, most of the time I'd use a blanket or something. I just don't, like, whip it out and start feeding the kid and let everyone see, but...
You don't? Oh.